The Gemara says in Menachos, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, someone who rents a house in Chutz Laretz, Kol Lamido Potar Min HaMezuzah. He's exempt from putting up a mezuzah for the first 30 days. Why is someone who rents an apartment in Chutz Laretz or a house is exempt from putting a mezuzah until Shloshim Yom? So Rashi says because Shloshim Yom, people, 30 days in other halakhas, it's the Shtela Chazakah, do something 30 times, you know. But Rashi writes, you're not really settled in until like 30 days. You're seeing if it doesn't work out, maybe you'll leave. So therefore, 30 days is the period that we assume that he becomes from temporary to permanent, and therefore, relatively permanent, he's renting, and therefore then he could he becomes Chayiv and Mezuzah. Other Achronim disagreed, and the Sivas and others, that's only for someone who, let's say, on a day-to-day lease. I don't know, one week at a time, one day at a time. However, if you're going to sign a rental agreement for a year, for more than 30 days, so therefore you show you're not concerned, and therefore you have to put up a mezuzah right away. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan and others point, that seems to be the minhag. If you know you're going to be there more than 30 days, then you could put up a mezuzah immediately. In fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igris Moshe points out that someone who's renting for a year or longer, 5 years, he's renting for a long time, he should put up a mezuzah right away, like those Achronim and the Tzivas and others say. However, he says one should not make a bracha until after the 30 days, because not everyone agrees. It's a machlokes, as we show in a Achronim, whether you become chayev pre-30 or post-30, so he's reluctant about making a bracha in the beginning, because perhaps you're not chayev. So the effort, he says, what should you do then? You should put the mezuzah up right away, so a manashach. If there's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah. If not, it's not, but you didn't make a bracha of atolah. He says, what should one do? That after the 30-day period, I think on the night of the 31st day, you should obviously remove the mezuzah, and then make the bracha, and then reaffix the mezuzah. I think he writes that it's too much of a hassle, or it's too hard. You're going to break things to pull it off. I think he even says if you put your hand over the mezuzah, that might be enough as well to make it like over lasiyasin. Because in general, we make a bracha, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, over lasiyasin. That's the whole what is over lasiyasin, like the machokas, the Svardim Ashkenaz regarding Hadlokas near Hanukkah. Hadlokas near Shabbos. Like we light candles, we light the candle, then we make the bracha. As opposed to lighting the candle, not being Mekabel Shabbos, and being Mekabel with Shabbos with the lighting. So all agree by a Birkas HaMitzvah, you need over Las Yasan, thereby stirring mitzvahs on the Tehillat Shadayim. There's a discussion at what point is considered over Las Yasan and not. So basically, you have the Gemara clearly states that if you rent a house in Chutz Laretz for 30 days, you putter min HaMezuzah. However, and Rashi explains that this pashtus is because, who knows, 30 days you might not work out and you might be long gone. So therefore, a mezuzah is more of a permanent. However, others point out, however, if you rent for a year, if you take a 5-year lease, so that shows you're already permanent now, and therefore you can even put up a mezuzah right away and perhaps even make a bracha right away. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, he has like a compromise shita. So he says, what you should do is, you should put the mezuzah up right away. However, wait till after 30 days and then take off the mezuzah, make the bracha, and affix the mezuzah onto the wall. And therefore, you cover all the shittas. You get the mitzvah the first 30 days if it is. And then there's no issue of a bracha. Everyone agrees you make a bracha when you reaffix the mezuzah after day 30.